The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of
6 minutes after 9 o'clock, no better way to start your weekend than with a little bit of Frank Sinatra, unless, of course, you're in the midst of some matrimonial discord. Hello, everybody. This is Frank Morano here on the Piscopo in the Morning Show with John Catsimatidis, and we are thrilled to death to be joined by one of the greatest attorneys in America today, a man who has been called Captain Divorce, the King of Divorce. If you are getting divorced, the person you do not want representing your ex-spouse is Raul Felder. Mr. Felder, we're hoping that by coming in studio with us, this will make it so that you're conflicted and can't represent any of our future ex-wives.
This happens to me a lot of times. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, John.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Now, Mr. Felder, a lot of folks know you as a celebrity divorce attorney. You have had all sorts of A-list clients, Rudy Giuliani, Riddick Bowe, Robin Givens, it goes on and on. But you actually got your started out as a prosecutor,
yeah,
right here in U.S., the Eastern District. Right?
I was a federal prosecutor, did organized crime. I should say investigated organized crime for a short period of time. And that's how I started. And after that, it was all downhill.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I've spoken with a lot of divorce attorneys, and they say it's so stressful. The cases get so personal, so acrimonious, that sometimes they actually take criminal cases, even violent crimes, to give themselves a break from the emotionally taxing issues of matrimonial law.
I could appreciate that. But part of the thing is that you can't get emotionally involved. The lawyers do in my office. I say, don't fall in love with a client, and I don't mean love. I mean, you know, you take their cause to your heart, and you go crazy, can't survive. As of now, in dead storage, I have over 5,000 cases.
Wow!
So you hear everything, and you try, and it's all the same old story.
How many of them do you remember?
I could go back usually about 15 years. A good question. I could go back 15 years. It's not the names. If I hear a fact pattern, I would remember. Prior to 15 years, it all blurs.
Now, Mr. Felder, John Catsimatidis and I were talking before. He indicated that his first wife, they parted amicably. I know some couples that's what happens. Other couples, they cross the word amicably right out of their dictionaries. Why do some divorces turn so bitter, so personal, so angry, and others, it didn't work out, let's go our separate ways?
Well, because there are not many people like John. What happens is they get divorced, and the divorce is, you say, oh, we're going to be wonderful, we're worried about the kids, we're great friends. And then after about 4 months, it's, I'm going to kill you. You should drop dead, get cancer, you know, all this crazy stuff. And some of them, I've had murders happen in cases I've had, and a number of suicides.
Yeah, I mean, we all saw the movie War of the Roses, which probably is not the common in how it ends. But I think the emotions involved in a split like that are all too common when it comes to divorce.
Yeah, it's there. I like to say Colonel's Lady and Rosie O'Grady are sisters under the skin. That's Kipling's line. And everybody has the same dynamics. There are a couple of nice, decent people. Usually the people with a lot of money, because then you don't have money to fight about particularly. And the rest is nightmare. About a month and a half ago, I had a client jumped off a Gotham Hotel
with a
child, a 9-year-old child, right here in New York. And I never would have suspected it, but I saw something was wrong. And it's a terrible story. When she jumped, she had a new client, a lawyer, because I couldn't take it anymore. But this does happen.
What made you want to do this? What made you want to make divorce law your specialty?
Well, what happened is I was a prosecutor. My brother was a well-known songwriter.
He wrote the song Save the Last Dance for Me, right?
Teenager in Love, Viva Las Vegas, many, many songs. And he had a partner. And I was working for the government, not making very much money, but I loved it. It was the best time of my professional life. And then his partner was getting divorced. And so his partner knew me and said, well, I want to hire you. I said, I'm working for the government. You can't. So I quit. And that was the first case. And in those days, lawyers did not want to handle divorce cases. It was like a doctor, a proctologist at the bottom of the line. And so then I met many, many lawyers when I was a prosecutor. And lawyers called me up and said, I got this old dog of a divorce case. Would you handle it? So the first year, I was a success. I made 7 times what I made as a prosecutor and probably had 7 times less fun.
We're talking about this case that was on the front page of the New York Post this week, a multimillionaire couple, the Grosses, splitting up. And evidently they had, the gentleman here, Bill Gross, had built a fortune investment firm amounting to $1.5 billion in value. He maintains that he made this multi-million dollar settlement to his, soon-to-be ex-wife. And even though, the $30, $40 million that he gave her, that still wasn't sufficient. Do you see this a lot with your wealthier clients, that there's just no amount of money that will mollify them?
Because they hate. They build up in a great hatred. And money is not a good substitute for hate. I saw just yesterday, the day before, that Angela Jolie is wants to get more money out of her husband. She says he owes her $1 million. He says, well, I just spent $6 million on that in your house. But unfortunately, under the law, that's a donation. Doesn't count.
At the Trump dinner the other night, sitting at the next table for me, was the oil man from Texas.
Oh, T. Boone Pickens?
No.
Well, there's plenty of oil men in Texas. Could have been any number of them.
A lot of oil men in Texas. Well, his net worth is $18 billion. And his last wife, he wrote her a check for $1 billion.
Wow. Jeez. Pays to get divorced in some cases.
Yeah, but by the way, the expensive divorces are in a bit of trouble because the Trump law, it has been for about 50 years in New York, that if a man paid alimony to a wife, they call it maintenance, it's tax deductible to him, and the wife pays the tax on it. So that made a very wealthy man could say, hey, listen, I'll give you anything you like because half of it is going to be actually Uncle Sam's paid for. Well, that's all going to change come January 1st. Not deductible anymore.
Now, speaking of high-profile divorces and speaking of the Trumps, Donald Trump Jr. Is getting a very, very noteworthy divorce from his wife. When you're the first son and you also happen to be part of a billionaire family, does your ex-wife just view that as a world-class payday? I mean, who would you want to be representing in that case?
There's a reason I can't talk about that case.
Oh, boy.
But the in fact, any of the Trump case I can't talk about. But I forgot the question.
Yeah. Well, so make it a hypothetical. Yes. A prominent son of a politician or the prominent son of a billionaire, you're getting divorced from that person. Would you rather be representing the person that's the soon-to-be ex-wife or the husband?
No, I'd much rather represent the husband, because one thing you've seen these divorces are, if there's a divorce, suddenly the invitations to the White House are not coming, the invitations for dinner, the charities are not interested in you, and you're on the train alone. No, I can't tell you that.
Fair enough. When we turn the microphones off, I may try and coax it out of you. Now, unlike a lot of other attorneys, Mr. Felder, if people are just tuning in, this is Piscopo in the Morning, Frank Morano here with John Catsimatidis and Raul Felder. And a lot of attorneys go on TV. Many even go on radio. You've done quite a bit of writing. You've written about 8 books, including one that got a great deal of acclaim with Jackie Mason. You've written about legal issues. You've written about humor. Do you use writing as sort of an escape to, or why do you do so much writing?
I don't play cards. I don't golf. I don't go to nightclubs. You can imagine how dull my life is. So I love to write. If I didn't do this, it's a gig that's very good because it pays well. But I would be an author. I just keep writing.
And so you wrote a book one time with Jackie Mason that resulted in you being removed by the governor.
They tried to remove. They could.
So what happened?
There was a joke in there. I didn't even think it was. It's a joke I heard for 100 years. I don't want to repeat it because it may offend somebody. And so I was chairman of the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. That's a peculiar thing. It's created by the state constitution. We sit over all the judges in the state. So we had the Lovegov was the governor at the time, and he never read the book, which he acknowledged, by the way. And he says, terrible, I'm going to remove him. There's a public officer's law in New York, da-da-da-da-da. And I was taken off guard, and I said something that, I don't know how it came to my mind. I said, listen, I'll be chairman longer than he's governor. And I was thinking of there was a trooper gate scandal.
Right. And he was spying on Joe Bruno.
But by the way, my term was up 13 days after he quit. We lived in the same building.
That's wild. Do you ever run into one another these days?
I haven't seen him for a long time. But he still lives in the building. I moved out of the building.
Yeah.
I think he lives on Fifth Avenue.
In 985 Fifth.
Cipriani's all the time.
Yeah. Look, he's an interesting guy. That's for sure. The other interesting thing about you, Mr. Felder, is your relationship with comedian Jackie Mason. You know, you're this prominent attorney, Jackie Mason, a prominent comedian. How did you guys grow to hit it off?
So? I was looking in the window of the Carnegie Delicatessen, walking by. He was looking in the window, but we didn't know each other at all. And he starts talking, and I didn't even know what he was on Broadway at the time. So then he says, he wanted, for some reason, to come to his apartment. And I went there, and I was sitting talking to his wife, and it's a duplex. And he's walking through the apartment, davening. You know what davening is? He liked cantorial music. And his wife said to me, just ignore him. Make believe it doesn't exist. Here I'm sitting in this place. He's davening. I'm trying to have a conversation with his wife. And then he came down. He happened to be, you could guess, very intelligent. And he grills people. He'll create an argument just to see how people are going to react. He is an ordained rabbi, and apparently that's, they developed that. And no matter what you say, he'll argue with you, but just to provoke and to get the conversation going. And he's a fascinating person, a brilliant person, but he'll talk to anybody. If you had a cab driver, he's very accessible.
He's hysterical, too. Yes. He's absolutely hysterical. Yeah. You know, lastly, Mr. Felder, there's this article in the New York Post today about another high-profile couple that is splitting up, and she's not happy about the fees that the Lara Schmidt Trafalle is suing a forensic accounting firm for charging her what she describes as an outrageous $75,000 a week for its work in her split from her husband. Now, it does seem like whether it's this accounting firm, yeah, whether it's divorce attorneys, that there's this whole industry of people that are designed to make money out of marital discord. Any solution to this at all?
No.
No.
No. But there's a cottage,
both you and John, who know the system
like
well.
Political consultants.
Yeah. It's there are cottage industries that you can't even imagine. Psychiatrists, psychologists, real estate experts. As long as you're going to fight, all these battlegrounds exist. And the fees paid are obscene, not only for the accountants. I don't know this accounting firm. My guess is they probably earned their money. Lawyers. You have cases that go on and on. Then you got an overloaded court system. So you have to go back many times on these cases. And all that is churning, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Now, everybody thinks the lawyers.
How do you say that? Ka-ching?
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Ka-ching. The cash register's going. Ka-ching.
Boy.
Now, everybody thinks the lawyers love that. They could tell you I'll run the case so long. But they say that about cab drivers. They love to be stuck in traffic. It's not the case. Lawyers who are popular, the turnover is the thing. Turnover the case. Turnover. Move the merchandise. But we're captive of many, many forces here.
My final question, Mr. Felder, is there any way to change the law to make the divorce process a bit easier, either on a national level or a state level? Is there anything we could codify to make it that it's not this horrible ordeal for people?
Well, they could have mandated mediation early on. But if mediation doesn't work, the only crucible of truth we have in our society is the court. And it's like Churchill said about democracy. He said it's the worst system except for all others.
Except for all the others. Yes. Mr. Felder, thanks so much for coming in
this morning.
Hope to see you again soon. All right. We're going to continue next. 877-970-2999 if you want to comment on any portion of our conversation. But one woman who's you're leaving too, John? You got to go earn a living?
Felder's leaving. I'm going to have a private consultation.
Margo's in trouble. That's it.
No.
You got to be
married to Margo to death do us part.
All right. Well, John, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, you commit a murder, you don't get a sentence like that anymore. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in this morning, John. I'll see you on the radio Sunday.
I enjoyed this, guys. Thank you for having me. And,
thank you, John.
It was a lot of fun. You know why I have to leave?
Why?
I have to go do my other show.
Enjoy it. I'll see you on the radio Sunday morning. Mr. Felder, we will see you very, very soon. And for everybody else, Al and I are going to remain here. We don't have the option of leaving, as these gentlemen do. Debbie Duhaime, you're sticking around, right?
I'll be here for you. If
terrific.
You guys leave, I'll take over. No Great. Problem. I'm here for you. Let's see what's happening right now, guys, as we take a spin over to the LIRR. 15-minute delays on the Oyster Bay, Ronkonkoma, and Port Jefferson branches with switching problems. New Jersey Transit Northeast Corridor, 45-minute delays because of a disabled train in Metuchen. 6 other canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning. Let's go over to the J train delays, and that's all due to some ongoing issues with a stalled train. Let's take it over to the Hudson River crossings inbound side of the GWB. Accident cleared on the upper level. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. So does the Holland at this point. Garden State Parkway North at 145. A collision brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
The Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show.
It was one of the greatest decisions of my life not to do homework in high school. It freed me to explore life. I didn't use that time to watch TV. They'll do some passion, from woodwork to musical instrument to a foreign language to reading. My God, is that better?
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Make Wall Street money without working on Wall Street. Cambridge Trading Academy has perfected an automated system that can help you make money while you sleep. Learn to trade step by step with their custom software. Whether you're a beginner or professional, you'll work with real traders in live classes. Take the emotion out of investing and make money in up or down markets. Sign up to watch free live trading sessions for 3 days. Go to CambridgeTradingAcademy.com or call 800-971-4160 and listen to the Cambridge Trading Academy show Saturday afternoons at 1 here on AM 970, The Answer. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
This is Piscopo in the morning. Since John Catsimatidis has left the building, Al has taken over the music and replaced Sinatra with heavy metal.
That's right.
Yes.
You would be correct.
Who is that?
That is Stone Sour. That's actually the lead singer, Corey Taylor, his heavy metal band. Corey Taylor's the lead singer of Slipknot, but he also has a metal band called Stone Sour, and they're touring. Actually, they're touring with Ozzy Osbourne. Oh. They're going to be in the New Jersey area next month.
Clearly, one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If ever there was one.
Right.
All right, 877-970-2999. Very interesting. One of the interesting articles I saw this morning is, you know, there's always all this talk about millennials and all the businesses that millennials have caused to fail, basically. Mm. All the businesses that, because of the way millennials consume, the way they, you know, they get information, the way they, you know, get transportation, that they have caused to go out of business. For instance, you see taxis have been blamed because millennials prefer hailing apps like Uber. They've been accused of killing landlines. They've been accused of killing snail mail. But now, there is a lot of attention being paid, and there's this big article in Axios today, to Generation Z. That's the generation following millennials. And now apparently it's their turn to kill industries. Actually, it's not Axios. Axios had a link to it. It's Bloomberg. Bloomberg had an article about it. Malls, print magazines, and even football could apparently be in mortal danger because of Generation Z. You are seeing a lot, many fewer successful shopping malls than you did even a few years ago because it was teenagers that was populating them.
Right. Now, and it's people are going online to buy what they want and get it delivered to their home. They don't have to leave the home. So that's, I mean, I can understand that. I know the Staten Island Mall is undergoing a major renovation. But again, what's the allure of going to the mall? My wife and I were remarking about that the other day, about how we used to go to the mall all the time to walk around and do stuff. Not necessarily to buy things, but just to walk around, a little exercise. You look, you window shop or whatever. Nobody does that anymore because it's so much easier to buy things online.
Yeah, you're right. Apparently more than 70% of Gen Zers influence their family's spending, according to a new report. And with that kind of sway and billions of dollars in spending power, businesses are scrambling to understand what they want. And it looks like their relationship to money has been shaped by the Great Recession. According to one expert, a professor of psychology at San Diego State University, their expectations are lower. They're not as confident. They're not viewing the world through rose-colored glasses, much less optimistic about economic opportunity and student debt, much more risk-averse than previous generations. So I'd be curious if you've experienced this with the millennial or the Gen Zer in your life. Is you're seeing that, you know, how their spending habits are different than, say, a Gen Xer or a baby boomer. 877-970-2999. It's 877-970-2999. You're welcome to comment on anything we've covered this morning. You want to talk about ACS? You want to talk about the Manafort trial? You want to talk about anything we've covered? You're welcome to do so. Divorce, 877-970-2999. Let me say hello to Steve on Long Island. Hello there, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love your show. Thanks for taking my call. All right. The reason I called, it's because that divorce attorney that just left, I would have loved him to have been there because there was so much that he left on the table and didn't answer. You know, oh, gee, how do we make it better? Well, you can't because of the nature of the divorce. I think half the problem, in my opinion, knowing that I went through it, half the problem is the court system itself. It's how it seems to be a culture that they create. Now, just to give you a little example, when I went through my divorce, I wasn't proud of it. I was ashamed of it. I told nobody about it. But I worked for a big corporation, and we used to have an hour break. And I'd sit in this room, me and my buddy, we'd be playing chess. The other people could come in. This one day, there was just this one woman on the phone, and my brother's going, oh, she shut up because it was disrupting his game. But she was the big yentataka there, and she's on the phone with her friend going, no. No, he has to keep you in the same life of luxury that you live in. No, no, you don't have to worry about those things. You'll be granted this and that. Well, you know, it's almost like if you get divorced, you'll hit the jackpot. If there was a struggle on both sides, not just one divorce, which is no good because children are involved and they're at young ages, they're in a broken home, that's never good, regardless of the crap anybody throws you. Oh, children are resilient. They'll bounce back. My parents stayed together till my dad passed away, which was like back in 2004. My parents were married 50 years. So in all honesty, I think it's better, but it's almost like, let's pull the trigger and get divorced today. So if they want to really solve the problem, one of the things that they should do is not so much grant what appears to be, hey, we just hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
And therefore, people are going to, you know, go for that.
I think it's a great point. I think it's a great point, Steve. Thank you for calling. I can't disagree with anything you said. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. People shouldn't look at marriage as an opportunity to win the lottery. People should look at marriage as an institution you get into because you love someone, you want to start a family.
I mean, it's funny because when my mom, when my mom and my dad got divorced and they started the divorce proceedings in the 70s and it didn't end until the early 80s, there was the same kind of contentious back and forth. I mean, my mom couldn't stand my father, and every time going to divorce court was another battle that she had to fight. And, it's weird how people act when money is involved, when the emotion is to, and there's emotion in it. But when you don't love somebody anymore, now all of a sudden it's It's I'm out to get that person for every single penny that they have. Instead of, hey, look, you're going to go on to your life. I'm going to go and live my life. Let's just do what's right for everybody. I have my best friend got divorced. Him and his ex-wife, they did it through a mediator. And then they decided, you know what? This is ridiculous. We're paying all this money. They worked out their differences, and they had differences, but they worked their differences out, and they moved on. You know why? It was the best thing for the both of them and their child.
Well, that is nice. That's nice to hear.
It doesn't happen all the time, but, I mean, you would think, especially if you have children. If you don't have children and it's just the two of you, it's one thing, and you only have assets that you have to divvy up. But when you have a child or children involved, isn't it, you know, don't you have to put your ego aside at some point and go, it's the best, we have to do what's best for our children because it's going to affect them.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. The other story we're watching, and by the way, I'm very curious to hear your comments on this Bloomberg article about millennials killing all these businesses, malls, print magazines, even football. The National Football League, of course, has come under scrutiny last few years because of the head injuries and degenerative brain disease. Participation in high school football has dropped roughly 3.5% in the last 5 years. Now, that is serious, serious numbers. Boston University School of Medicine study found that athletes who participate in youth football before the age of 12 have more behavioral and cognitive issues than those who begin playing later. So because of all this research, more and more parents are not letting their kids play football. California State Assembly members actually introduced a bill this year to bar tackle programs before high school. Similar legislation has taken place in other states. So now with fewer teens playing and watching football, the pipeline to recruit talented players has been significantly diminished. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what that means for the future of football. The other thing, believe it or not, Al, and I think I'm kind of guilty of this as well, and I'm not Generation Z, but the other thing that American teens are causing a tremendous, tremendous decline in is the use of cash. American teens are four times less likely to use cash than the general public. And they only use cash for 6% of their transactions.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
My son uses 0% of his cash for his transactions because dad pays for everything. That's why. My son, let me tell you something. My son is very smart. And here's why. He doesn't spend any of his money. He keeps it in a plastic bag in his room in a drawer. Doesn't believe in banks. Mom and dad pay for everything. Now, he's paid for certain things. When our cat passed away, when we had to put the cat to sleep a couple of months ago, he paid for the little paw print and stuff. He paid for that out of his own money because it meant something to him. So he has value in his money, whereas me as a kid at his age, I'd have been spending my money like water left and right to buy whatever it is that I wanted because I wanted those things. So maybe they do have a point here. Maybe they're a little bit smarter than us adults.
Maybe.
And the football, your point about the football thing, it's interesting. In my town in Clark, New Jersey, they've done away with the peewee football because they were having less parents and less kids coming out because of this whole thing, you know, with tackling and head injuries and things of that nature. They started doing flag football, and then there was a big fight within the town. That's part of the problem. I think that playing football, playing organized sports, I think helps build character in kids. But we are finding increasingly these kids don't want to play physical sports anymore. They're sitting at home. They're playing video games. They're not, you know, they're on the computer or whatever. Definitely a shift.
I mean, when you're 8, 9, 10, 11, so much of your participation in organized youth sports really comes as a result of your parent encouraging you to play certain sports. So now it appears more and more parents are pushing their kids towards other sports rather than peewee football, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, we got my kid involved in soccer early on because we wanted him to be active and physical and whatever. But, you know, after a couple of years, he didn't like it anymore and he just didn't want to do it anymore. I'm not the type of parent who's going to force my child to do something that they don't want to do. But you do find these parents, they think that their kid is going to be the next Derek Jeter or the next Lawrence Taylor and is pushing them into doing something that they shouldn't. We should let kids explore on their own what they want to do. Don't forget, I don't like the guy, but professionally, Michael Strahan was a tremendous player for the Giants, a Hall of Famer, right? This is a guy who did not start playing organized football until high school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow.
And, you know, I mean, it. again, it's rare that you're going to find a guy who starts in high school, become an NFL player, an All-Pro, and go on to the Hall of Fame. But, you know, you never know. Maybe we're seeing that now.
Yeah. Now, we'll continue next. We'll take your calls. We got wide open phones. They're all yours at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Now, we are watching this story out of Canada where four people have been killed in a mass shooting in the town of Fredericton. Canadian police are now saying that two of the four people killed in this shooting are police officers. So you hate to hear that. We don't know much about the motive here. We'll bring you any news as it unfolds. And Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who's filling in for Mike Gallagher, certainly a world-class expert when it comes to terrorism and national security issues. You can bet he'll bring you any news that takes place throughout the course of the Mike Gallagher program. But first, with more local news, here's Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
79 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Brooklyn grandmother is in the hospital after being stabbed while trying to break up a brawl. Police say the 61-year-old got hurt when she tried to intervene in a fight between two groups of teenagers. It happened just before 1 this morning in Bed-Stuy. Her injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The teens involved in the melee are still on the loose. A new study says eating crickets can be good for your gut and reduce inflammation that leads to cancer and depression. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison had people in the study eat powdered crickets. Those people had increases in an enzyme and bacteria associated with a healthy gut. They also had lower levels of an inflammatory blood protein that's linked to depression and cancer. The leader of the study says more people in the U.S. and Europe see eating insects as a sustainable, environmentally friendly protein source compared to traditional livestock. The study, published in the latest edition of the Scientific Reports Journal. Of course, we here on the Joe Piscopo Show already knew about it because Chef David Burke comes in every Tuesday, and he's actually given us cricket pizza. A NASA spacecraft will be sunward bound after a weekend launch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. The Parker Solar Probe, scheduled for liftoff atop a United Launch Alliance Delta IV heavy rocket at 3:33 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow morning. The probe is designed to study the sun by coming eight times closer to its surface than any other previous spacecraft. Astrophysicists are hoping it will answer questions regarding the sun's mysterious corona and solar wind. In sports, Yankees slugged five home runs in a 7-3 win over the Rangers in the Bronx. Mets had the night off. They start a series with the Marlins tonight in Miami. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Waterbury branch of Metro North. We're seeing about a 15-minute delay there. It's all due to some ongoing issues with a late connection. Port Jefferson branch, also the Oyster Bay and the Ronkonkoma branch of the LIRR, 15-minute delays with switching problems. New Jersey Transit Northeast Corridor, 30-minute delays because of an earlier disabled train over in Metuchen. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln is okay. So is the Holland Tunnel. The Garden State Parkway North at 145, a collision, and traffic slowing down on 80 West into Elmwood Park, out by exit 61. And that's some ongoing construction there as well. Watch out for slowdowns over on the Cross Bronx East at the Sheridan. An accident was cleared. Deegan South at Fordham Road, ongoing emergency construction causing a delay as well. And we're still seeing delays on the Cross County West at Midland Ave, getting out through Yonkers with a collision, and the Hutch North into Mamaroneck Avenue. It's an accident there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Hey, folks, Frank Moreno here. Summer is officially here. You're getting pool party invitations. You're getting invitations to the beach. But if you're like I was, you're afraid to be seen in a swimsuit because your gut is still a little too big. Well, that's where Dr. Melinda Keller can help. With her Brooklyn Wellness Center weight loss program, you can lose between 20 and 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. There's still time to get in swimsuit shape. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today, 718-234-6212, or visit her at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, if you own or rent a home or apartment or own a business, you could be saving money on your energy bill with Blue Rock Energy. Take control of your money and make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. Summer is here. With warmer weather comes higher gas and electric rates. Perhaps the forecast calls for you to lock in low energy rates while you still can. Talk to Blue Rock Energy to make the free switch before electricity and natural gas rates spike this winter. Seasons change, but your energy rates don't have to. Remember, when it comes to fixed energy rates, think Blue Rock. Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources substantially lower than most competitive suppliers. Call today, 877-280-4909. Or visit BlueRockEnergy.com to learn more and sign up. In just a few easy steps and clicks, you'll be on your way to a better and more affordable energy solution. Blue Rock Energy, 877-280-4909 or BlueRockEnergy.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
A quarter to 10, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Vitullo. I'll be back on the radio this Sunday morning from 4 a.m. to 8:30. I'm scheduled to speak with Aaron Klein, who I believe is in New York now, so I'm hoping to get him in the studio, although I have no idea if he wants to get up that early on a Sunday.
Come on. He's going to do a show at night.
I know, but he's on a different time zone because he's used to being in Israel. We'll see. We'll see what he wants to do. Maybe we'll get him on the phone. Maybe we'll pre-tape him this afternoon if he wants.
There's another show that's going to be on Sunday night.
No, there's not. Yeah. Is there? Show is that?
That's the Craft Beer Cast show.
Oh, wow.
Debuting in its new day and time, Sunday nights at 11 p.m.
Sunday nights at 11. And what's happening on the Craft Beer Show this week?
This week we have an interview with Brad Foreman from Great Lakes Brewery. They are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year, so he's going to tell us about some great new beer that's coming into New Jersey, rare stuff that you can't get to, and a lot of news to get to in the beer world as well.
Well, that's going to be interesting. Now, you didn't mention the big news, which is that Monday you are doing your appearance on the Steve Adubato
show. One-on-one with Steve Adubato. That'll be 7 and 11:30 on NJTV, and then it is, I think it's 12:30 in the morning. On 12:30 in the morning on WNET Channel 13 in New York City. And by the way, I'm the first segment.
Oh boy.
So if you blink, you'll miss it.
Those of you that want to see what Al Vitullo looks like and hear more about beer, watch Steve Adubato.
Well, we're talking
Monday.
About New Jersey beer specifically.
New Jersey beer specifically.
Well, listen, craft beer has become a very big boon for small businesses in New Jersey, and it's become kind of the town center where people will go. And, you know, congregate, and over a beer or two, they'll talk about town business and, you know, how things are going. It's become the neighborhood meeting ground.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. I'll be checking out that interview. I'll watch it.
Cool. Thank you.
No need to thank me. I'm a big Steve Adubato fan. I like Steve Adubato. 877-970-2999. I do like Steve. Right. Great guy. Somebody who I don't think is a great guy is Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti.
Another guy who's running for president,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what I was just going to mention. Michael Avenatti, who is Stormy Daniels' attorney, he went from representing Stormy Daniels to becoming just an anti-Trump commentator on everything.
Right.
And so now he's in Iowa. And he's exploring a run for the presidency. He's in Iowa listening to people and learning about some issues that are facing the citizens of Iowa. And I mean, I'm not sure what he thinks qualifies him. I mean, this is America. Anybody can be president, whether you're a governor, a senator, or a reality TV star, a real estate developer. So, look, I guess he certainly has every right to run. But I'm not sure why anyone would vote for him. Apparently, he's going to run as a Democrat. Other than the fact that he hates Trump and is good at getting on television, I'm not sure what he's really done in his whole life that would qualify him to be president. I think it's a very odd fit if that's the direction that the Democratic Party is going.
Well, he also got her Stormy Daniels' appearance canceled. Apparently, she was supposed to perform at an adult establishment in Wayne, New Jersey. I think it was tonight, and he got it canceled because of security concerns. But this guy, he's just, look, he's one guy, and John Catsimatidis, who joined us the first 3.5 hours of the program, he mentioned it about an hour ago. This is, you know, he's just one of many who are going to try and run for president in 2020. I mean, we already have what? Cuomo has already kind of,
He's
stirred the bushes, and so is de Blasio.
Cory Booker. Kirsten Gillibrand.
Everybody. How do they all get in a room and get together and go, I'm going to run. Nope, you run.
Well, you saw that in the Republican contest in 2016. There were too many candidates to get them all on the debate stage.
But most of them were weeded out. I don't want to say fairly quickly,
because Trump was so dominant in those early primaries. So, well, you know, if you look at the Democratic field, Biden, Bloomberg, Booker, Sherrod Brown, the Castro brothers, de Blasio, Congressman John Delaney, Eric Garcetti, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, Kamala Harris in California, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, now Eric Holder, former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu, even former Governor of Virginia Terry McAuliffe talking about running, Deval Patrick, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. I don't know.
It's an enormous list.
Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks.
Right. Now, out of all of those people that you mentioned, the two people that I think would probably make the biggest run and could probably get in now, because this is the way it seems like politics has been going for a long time, is Mike Bloomberg and Howard Schultz. They're the only two who have the money that could, I don't want to say buy the office, but would put enough out there that they would be the only guys left standing. Everybody else, and let's face it, the Democratic Party is in need of a change. They used Hillary Clinton as their spokesperson for whatever how long it was that she was running for president, and it didn't work. The Democratic Party needs to change in order for them to be successful. They keep going the way they're going now, they're not going to be successful.
Yeah, I think the Democrat out of everyone that I just mentioned that could most be successful in a general election against Donald Trump is Tim Ryan from Ohio. But I think he's way too moderate to ever get the Democratic nomination. So we'll see. You're going to have Joe Biden, who has a lot of institutional support, versus Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who's very popular on the hard left. But the election's still 2 years away. I don't want to play-by-play of the presidential race for the next 2 years. But somebody that's bringing you play-by-play of the traffic is Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, anybody that's talking about running in 2020, any of them resonate with you?
Not at this point. I kind of like to really read up on everybody and listen to what they have to say.
The problem is it costs so much money to run for president you have to essentially do fundraising for 3 years before you can even be a serious candidate.
Right. And no matter what you did in your whole lifetime, they're going to find anything that you may have done and magnify it 50 times.
Yeah.
Then you're like, wait a minute, why run?
That's for sure.
This is crazy, you know? It's so tough. But listen, you guys have a great weekend, and let's see what's happening right now as you head over to the Hutch northbound, getting up toward Mamaroneck Avenue. It's an accident in the right lane getting up toward Mamaroneck and White Plains. We're still seeing delays on the Cross County heading west right at the thruway with an accident being cleared as well. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln Tunnel, that looks okay now. Again, that big project for the Lincoln Tunnel, the 495, that begins tonight at 9 p.m. Let's go over to the Holland. That's a 5-minute delay. Garden State Parkway North getting up toward 145. It's an accident off on the shoulder. We're still seeing some stop and go traffic as you take a ride over to the Cross Bronx eastbound getting out toward White Plains Road. Deegan South at Fordham Road, some ongoing construction. And traffic is still moving slowly on the Cross Island northbound getting into Hempstead Turnpike with a crash over there as well. So do prepare for some delays. Taking a ride to the Northeast Corridor of New Jersey Transit, a 30-minute delay. Also delays right now on the Waterbury branch of Metro North. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
newsmakers like Governor Mike Huckabee are lining up to join Kevin McCullough Radio.
One of the reasons I keep coming back is you treat me so much better than the press corps treats my daughter at the White House.
That's not hard to do, Governor. I mean, seriously, just recognizing you as being a human being is you know, the first start.
Newsmakers like Governor Huckabee, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, now playing in theaters.
AM 970 The Answer is excited to announce the Book of the Month giveaway from Regnery Publishing. This month's book is The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President by Sean Spicer. In The Briefing, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer reveals the truth behind some of the biggest news stories of our time and offers a glimpse into what it's like to stand at the press secretary's podium. Enter to win a copy of Sean Spicer's The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll keep you up to date on all the sports news, your calls, and a lot more. Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll see you then.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today. Very warm and rather humid. There can be a shower or thunderstorm in spots late, the high 88. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with a shower and thunderstorm or two, low 71. Plenty of clouds and much cooler tomorrow, but humid with some showers and maybe a thunderstorm, high 76. Sunday, cloudy, humid, some showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, high 79. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me, whoa, 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 your love. Your hand.
Couple of minutes before 10 o'clock, this is our special Space Force music. This is very, exactly. You feel very spacey listening to this.
I could have played Mr. Roboto, but that would have been too obvious. Domo Arigato.
Yeah, that's right. You know, all the attention that the Space Force announcement got yesterday, one thing we didn't get a chance to cover this morning much, but we did discuss it at length with Bernard Carrick yesterday. By the way, if you didn't get to hear that, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast at am970theanswer.com, is the President's Roundtable on Prison Reform yesterday. President Trump met right here in our listening area in New Jersey yesterday with some governors and some state leaders, mostly Republican group, but not exclusively, and some attorneys general as well, about a prison reform bill. The House of Representatives would provide $250 million over 5 years to fund education, vocational training, and rehab programs within the federal prison system. This is so sorely needed. For those of you that missed my Sunday program last Sunday, I had two convicted murderers here that got a higher education in prison, totally turned their lives around. Because I got news for you, folks. I know you may not like the people in prison. If you don't educate them, as soon as they get out of prison, they are going to commit more and more crimes, and you're going to end up paying for it, either by getting robbed or by your tax dollars having to house them and feed them when they're back in prison. I so applaud what the president is doing here and what Jared Kushner is doing here on pushing this prison reform bill. Joe Piscopo is going to be back on Monday. You can listen to me 4 a.m. to 8:30. John Catsimatidis, 8:30 to 10. And Al Gattulo debuting at his new Day and Time Sunday night with the Craft Beer Cast. Here's Al Gattulo with all the news. Have a great weekend.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
79 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. Long Island's famous Nautical Mile welcoming tall ships from the U.S. Navy. They pulled into Freeport Thursday morning with Naval Academy midshipmen on board. It's an annual tradition dating back nearly two decades. The public is invited to tour the ships today and Saturday. You'll soon be paying more at New York City parking meters. New rates being rolled out starting with Brooklyn in September, Manhattan in October, Queens in November, and the Bronx and Staten Island in December. The DOT says meter charges will vary depending on location and whether you're parking a passenger car or commercial vehicle. The rate increases are the first in 5 years. In sports, it was the Yankees over the Rangers at the stadium 7-3. The Mets, they had the night off. They'll start a series with the Marlins in Miami tonight. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.